systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Monday, July 13th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 217 of the Jam Hole Free Live Comedy Podcast. Coming to you from beautiful, rainy, wet, disgusting Kalispell, Montana. God, I was so fucking pissed about that today.
Yeah, I know. It woke me up out of a dead sleep. I was like, what the shit is this? And it was really loud. I was like,
my Twitters or me in town going, fuck!
I heard a little bit of that, too. A little bit of that. But the thunder, mostly.
Oh, yeah. Was it thundering? Because it wasn't doing
that. Yeah, man, it was thundering really hardcore this morning.
And nice.
Usually I sleep through it, but that was pretty fucking loud.
Nice.
So
how are you, Dana?
What?
Dana?
Please don't ever call me Dana.
Damn it.
I turn my head when people say damn it, so please
damn
don't.
Damn it.
No.
What? No. I said damn it.
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay.
How are you?
Great.
Fantastic. If you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit we'll read on the show. Or give us a call, 406-204-4687. That is our live call-in phone number. You can also call that number and leave us voicemails when the show is not live, and we will maybe perhaps play them on the show when it is live. So, first things first.
What?
So, did you mention on Friday's episode that you gave your 2 weeks notice? You
yes.
did do that?
Yep.
Okay. You know how I know you did that?
How?
Well, MDS sent us something. You guys, if you ever want to send us stuff, you can always email info@thejamhole.com. Well, we will usually talk to people. We're not that big yet, I don't think. Are we? Are we that big yet? Hold on. I'm getting some. Yeah. Okay, yeah, we are actually that big, but I don't give a shit. I will talk to you because I'm that lonely. No, that's not why. I mean, wait, I'm getting... Right, yes, we will actually email you back.
Yes.
But this one is called Danny's Resume. And MDS apparently took the liberty of making a resume for Danit. Damn it. Danny?
Yeah, Dana? The third one. With the I on the
every
end.
Every time when I, ever since I first met you, every time I hear your name, all I ever think of is, there is no Dana, only Zool.
What? What is that?
From Ghostbusters? Where Sigourney Weaver, when he knocks on the door, he's like, are you the gatekeeper? And he's like, yes, actually, yes, I am. And then he's like, I want to talk to Dana. She's like, there is no Dana, only Zool. It totally reminds me of that every fucking time I hear your name. So, MDS writes, since Danny will soon be looking for a job, I thought I'd help by putting together a resume for her. It's pronounced resume.
Resume.
Resume is French. We don't speak that faggot shit here. She might want to fix it up a little before giving it to her employers. And I think this would be fun if we made it all nice and pretty and made it look like a real resume. And then
like,
had you
into people and shit.
Had you go in, you know, with the hidden pinhole camera after I'm done using it on the crazy Jesus bitch.
Like they would call me in for an interview.
Dana W, age 23, sex, yes. So far, so good?
So far, so good.
Word
true.
To that.
It's all true.
Education, Sarasota High School, but Florida schools suck. Whatever, dude.
Nah, didn't go to Sarasota High.
But Florida schools do suck.
Yeah, I went to an even worse school than Sarasota High.
Is that possible?
Yes, it is. I went to school at Booker High, which is in the middle of the ghetto.
Was that named after Booker T, the WWF
no,
wrestling
no.
token black man?
No, it was named after Emma E. Booker.
Who's that?
I don't know. Some black chick.
Should have named it after the wrestler.
There was a elementary school called Emma E. Booker, and then the middle school, Booker Middle, and then Booker High.
Right.
And Booker High is in the middle of the ghetto. Like, it's closed campus.
Book 'em,
in the
Dano.
Middle of the ghetto. I went there for my education.
Tats. Bunches. Piercings. Yeah, but the snake bites are gone.
They
Health.
Are.
Dubious. One wrecked ovary. Colon is wrecked also. Tits. Real.
Very.
Cock. Maybe.
Maybe.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
Skills. With a Z. Reading. Kinda. Eh. Typing. Hunt and peck. Spelling.
I'm getting
better. Spelling. No, dude.
I can't spell for shit. Shazam could back me on that one.
Yeah, no shit. Jokes. I can do that. Beetlejuice. Hell yeah.
I don't think that's a title on an application.
Beetlejuice?
Yeah, I know.
It's like yes, no, or N-A. Does N-A stand for Narcotics Anonymous?
No.
Because it should.
No.
Scratch-offs. I'm real good at that.
Yep.
Work experience. This is so awesome.
It is.
I want, hey, MDS, I want you to make me a resume now also, just for fun. For funsies. Maybe on if I ever get time, I'll go and turn in a couple of them, like for reals, and we'll invest in one of those nice little mini voice recorder things,
yeah.
And I'll fucking take that shit with me. It'll be great. Work experience, barbecue cook, 2 years, corporate trainer, no respect, time to go. I guess no respect here.
I don't.
Cocksucker, 6 months, still don't like it. That's a lie. You like it. You
not so
like
much.
It.
Not so much.
Shouldn't have promised a blowjob per Beetlejuice episode. You know I'm good. You know I'm good. You know how many times that's gotten me laid? When a chick's like, oh man, I would fuck you right now if you could find this movie. I'm like, fucking do-do-do-do-do-do.
Done.
Oh, look at that. Here's the movie. Now let's do it.
I like it more than I did before.
Before
I'm
you started
easier with it
before
now.
You started dating me or
yeah
oh really
well yeah
it's because my dick is just amazing
no
that's really
the, that's not the reason I enjoy doing it for you more than I have for others
because I am amazing
because I love you
that's so, right
there you go I'm not saying that I love it yet or anything but
Burger says, how many BJs does Matt have left? About 103, by my count.
Something like that.
Shazam says, does this only come up when I'm listening or watching?
No, Shazam, our sex life spills over into every episode, I think.
We try to make it. Sorry,
I
was trying to find a spot to set my do.
Do the do.
Devirginizer, 12 times and counting.
More than that.
Not really looking for more. Well, he did say you might... want to fix it up a little, so.
Yeah, there's a few errors in there, but
right.
For the most part, it's true. I'm not looking for any more virgins.
Shazam says, I meant the blowjobs in particular.
Oh, no.
No,
no
that
comes up.
At least once a week.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Model, 9-inch heels, not real thrilled about it.
Yep.
Stripper, cheetah, Sarasota.
Ding, ding, ding.
Whatever, dude. Garbage truck driver, daddy got me the job. Tow truck driver, daddy got
he
me the job.
He did not get me the job there.
Small engine repair, daddy got me the job.
He did there.
Hunter, gut that wild hog, hell yes. Fisherman, salt water, dive in the Gulf for 20 minutes, hanging on for dear life to get my snook. Fuck fresh water.
Yeah, buddy.
Hope that helps. Holla. Thank you, MDS. Holla back. I appreciate
that. That was awesome, by the way.
Fantastic.
Thank you, MDS. I laughed my ass off reading it.
So, moving along here, I was pretty fucking high during the Friday show, and I forgot to mention a couple things. You will have noticed the album artwork on the Friday episode was my bloody fucking face. Now...
I thought it was pretty hot.
I did, too, until... So, I'm in there, and I get home, and I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to smoke some weed. I'm going to fucking shave. I'm going to shit, shower, you know, get all nice and beautified for the show, and it's time to shave. It's getting a little scruffy.
You haven't shaved as much before you got with me, have you?
No, never, never.
You, like, never
And if
shaved?
I did, I would use the clippers. That way, it looked like the Miami Vice dude, like the 9
yeah.
o'clock shadow always.
So... So do you
but
do that for me all
yeah,
the time?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I like blowjobs. So I did. I, like, it was awesome because as soon as, like, I got in the bathroom and I turned the water on and I put water on my face, put the shaving cream in my hand and lathered the fuck up, right?
Right.
Grabbed the razor blade and the very first, like, the very first swipe, fucking slice blood everywhere. I'm
I
like,
just stop,
motherfucker. Well, then I would have had a big.
I don't care. I'd have been like, motherfucker, fuck this
I
shit.
I should not be shaving while I'm fucking high, ever. Burger says, pretty high was an understatement. Your eyes were so blown out in that bloody mess of a paint. Yeah, I was pretty fucking high, I guess is what I should say.
Yeah.
But so yeah, the first fucking, like, I get it, Nick, blood everywhere. And then as soon as I cut the shit out of myself, the water turned off.
Nice.
And it wasn't me turning it off. Like, I still had it on, but the water stopped coming out. And I'm like, what the
nice.
Fuck? And I'm like, fuck, 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 fuck. Just yelling and shit. Like, really yelling. I was fucking pissed. Mm. And so I finished shaving as best as I could without any water there. Like, I think there was, because the sink in there doesn't drain very well, so there was still water in the sink.
Yeah.
So I finish shaving, and I fucking throw some clothes on, and I go downstairs, and I'm like, what the fuck? Why is there no fucking water? And the guy downstairs is like, I don't know, I have water. Well, I have a little bit of water, but, you know, there it's coming out. I'm like, well, I'm trying to fucking shave and take a fucking shower here. I'm a bloody fucking mess. I need the water. And he's like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. So I come upstairs and the water comes back on about 10 minutes later. So I start the shower up and I get in there and I'm doing my thing. And all of a sudden the water turns off again. And I'm like,
fuck.
I am fucking, I'm furious by this time. And I am screaming. I am just like, fuck this fucking shit. Fuck, cunt, bitch. Like everything. Just the whole time I'm in the shower. Nonstop. Just aww. Yelling, I'm stomping on shit, like I'm making it known that I am not pleased at all.
Not pleased.
Blood still just gushing out of my fucking face.
Nice.
And I had taken the picture after, you know, it happened, before I got in the shower, obviously, and then that's the album art. So then finally the water came back on, and dude, my penis... like, got so small when that, the water,
so small?
Like, it doesn't get cold, it gets ice cold, like, ridiculously
yeah.
cold,
like,
colder than normal.
Like, out of the fucking glaciers cold.
Yeah, yeah, like, on purpose, fuck you, Matt.
I felt that a few times.
Yeah,
I can
back
always
myself
tell. Into the corner, I'm like,
I'll be in here, like, doing something, and all of a sudden I'll hear, like for the whole time
that's
it's cold. Like, hey Dana, move. Like you're standing in it like
no.
Oh,
I scream and then I run to the corner to where it's just hitting my feet and I wait for it to warm back up again. Unless it doesn't, then I just get out.
Yeah, and that fucking sucks, dude. It sucks because it always fucking happens. And apparently what it is the pressure tank. The pressure tank is on its last leg. So what they did to make it last as long as possible, because the boss is a cheap fuck, or not the boss, the boss is cool where I work.
Landlord.
The landlord is a cheap fuck. He turned down all of the shit that has to do with water.
Uh-huh.
So to let the pump, you know, work itself out and be okay. So that's getting replaced soon. So hopefully we'll have real water pressure and hot water and it won't fucking die and all that fucking shit. Red Fox says, Mike Boudet says, I have a bit of a dildo burnout right now. Oh, he says hi from the dildo convention.
Yay.
So, yeah, fucking...
Did you check the P.O. box? He said there was supposed to be something in there for me. I'm curious.
Yeah, I checked it today. There was nothing in it. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine your dildo or whatever the fuck will be here tomorrow.
I'm excited.
Erototoys.com. Lovely.
Yeah.
It's been saving your ass, by the way. Last few nights when I'm like, so you ready to do it? And you're like, yeah, I am tired. I'm like, all right. And I'd rather, I would much rather fuck you. Much, much rather fuck you.
Really?
I don't have to fucking hose you down afterwards. I don't have to lube you up afterwards, which, by the way, I'm almost out of lube. P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903.
You made that little thing of lube last you this long?
Ration it, man. Ration that shit
How
the fuck
can you
out.
Do that? I figured Berry? You'd be using that lotion in the bathroom by now.
No, it does not rub the lotion on its skin. I will get the hose again.
Wow. So, but, it's better with me, right?
Yeah. Much.
Something interacting with you rather
but
than...
my fleshlight does not get a letard. And
your fleshlight doesn't work either.
Yeah, whatever. But I just want to say, and see, Burger knows, at least it doesn't talk back to you. That's absolutely right.
No, but it doesn't scream your name or slap your ass either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. I can scream my name.
Not in an awesome voice.
No, that is true. But I can also turn the flashlight into anything I want, depending on what I'm watching at the time. Which I could do that with you, too, I guess. I just close my fucking eyes and, you know.
That's what I do with you.
I know. It's what I do with you. I like peek one eye open to see if your eyes are closed, and they are. I'm like, I'm good to go.
What?
That's right. It's not fun, is it?
It's
you heartless bitch.
I love you.
I know.
And sex with you is great.
That's right. So we did do some fishing. You finally caught a pike, and this is awesome because like I still don't have a fishing license. So we're like, all right, we're going to get up super early, and we're going to go out to Smith Lake where we've been going out where the pike are, and, you know, it's good fishing. And we get out there, and the game warden's there. And I'm like, God damn
it. We pull up right as he is pulling up.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Which is good that, you know, he was there when we first got there rather than when I'm out there with my fucking pole in the water, you know. Because then I would have been like, here, hold this. And you would have been like, now I have two poles in the water.
I guess that's the law around here because...
You can have two poles. But it would have looked weird that all you were, like, you know, holding them both all of a sudden.
Well, it's obviously, like, you know, the pole that I'm using for the big bait or whatever for, you know, the smelt with, you know, smelt on it or whatever, using that for pike. Letting it sit out there with the bobber on it and then... with the other one using a jig, you know, you're playing with that while you're waiting for your bobber to go down on that one. So that's obvious. That's what I did in Florida too. I had a big bait caster out and then a lure out.
What would happen if you caught something with the lure as the bobber's going down? Like, what would you do?
Oh shit. That's the conundrum. I love that scenario.
Has that ever happened?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What do you do in that situation?
There's a couple of different things.
You're not that ambidextrous.
No.
No, not at all.
It depends on, I mean, because obviously you're going to catch the bigger thing on the bigger bait.
Ah, right? So then it comes down to...
you're like, which one do I want to sacrifice right now?
Well, and is there a way to set one to just, like, chill for a minute so you can reel one in and then be like, you know, now serving number 203 type of thing?
Not really.
Will it get away eventually? Or?
There was a scenario, okay, in Florida.
It depends how big it is, I guess, right? Like, if it runs your line the fuck out.
You remember how I told you I have two big poles in Florida, right? With two big reels?
The fugly stick?
No, not the fugly stick. They're actually poles I made with the big bait caster, open face 920.
Oh, yeah, like on Jaws.
On Jaws,
yeah.
Like that. You know, a little smaller, but just like that, right?
Gotcha, yeah.
Made for big fish, okay? And sometimes nobody would want to go with me, and I would still bring my two poles out, and I would set them up, and I'd sit in between them. Usually, nothing hits at the same time. Or they'll hit in enough time for me to run to the other one and grab it, you know?
Right.
But once it hit on one of the poles, and I ran over to that one, and I set the hook, and I immediately started reeling it in, you know? And then I hear the other one going off, and I'm like, oh, my fuck. What am I going to do, you know? And, like, I'm still hitting this one. This one's, like, kicking my ass type of deal, but that one, it's bending my pole in half, and it's fucking just... and I'm like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
So at that time, then, you'd make the decision to just not lose equipment, right? And, like, set the one down and be good. That's what I would do.
Actually, I ran on the rocks.
Right. See, I'm logical.
And,
I would.
I ran on the rocks with my pole, reeling that one in. And I went over to the other pole, and I sat both poles down in between, like, on either side of myself. And seriously reeled in both at the same time. Oh, one of them ended up coming in quicker, and the other one had kept tension on it to where I was able to leave it for a second.
Right, okay.
And the other one I was able to get in, and then that you one can, I was able to get
I mean,
in.
You could set the drag really tight so that nothing it'll would come out, but it'll snap too. The pole. And the, right, right.
Yeah, but you can't let you can't it sit like, for too long without tension on it, because if it loses tension, your line goes slack, the hook can fall out of its mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
If they move the right ways, if they're just, not hooked correctly.
If it's a smart fish.
Yeah.
I would just hit pause and then... Go no
no
no pause in
no
this fishing
either that
game?
Or I've had times where like I've tried to run to the other pole and I fall
nice.
And I bust my ass and it ends up spooling me on the one and snaps off or whatever.
It's a dangerous sport.
It's a lot of fun though, man. You come down to a conundrum. You're like, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. What do I do? What do I do?
And so we get down there and we see the guy and I'm like, here, I'm not gonna touch the poles. And you're like, oh, you can carry him out there. You just can't be in there fishing.
You're like
and
my caddy.
It's not a big deal. Like, it's only I think $26 for license. I just haven't gotten paid to where I had the money to do it yet since we really started fishing and stuff. And I'll get one Wednesday when I get paid. But the fine is pretty hefty, I would imagine. So I didn't want. And so he checks shit and he fucking does all that. And then I'm sorry, Shazam. Fishing is not exciting.
This is great. No, no, this is hilarious what she says. This is almost as exciting as watching fishing.
Right.
Funny
which
thing
is not exciting
is I watch
at all.
Fishing and I fucking love it.
You're a boring person.
No, no, no.
I'd
no,
rather
no,
watch
no.
golf and golf sucks.
Saltwater sportsman.
So anyway, so he fucking fun. He leaves after he checks shit, and we go down there. And if you check the jamhole.com/Twitter, the TwitPic account, or the jamhole.com/forums on the pictures there, you'll see these two guys holding up this rack of fucking fish.
They got a stringer just
big
connected
old
with all these guys.
Fat fucking pike and all that shit. And she ends up talking to them, and the guy leaves, so then I start fucking fishing and stuff. And basically, the only really awesome thing that happened was she catches a fucking pike, and it ends up going into these weeds.
Entangling itself
and
up.
Like, long story short, or shorter, she spent about 10 minutes fucking with this thing, and by the time she reeled it out, you had uprooted a good, like, 10% of the weeds that were in that area.
But
you got the fish.
He was still on and just pissed off because he was in the weeds, and he was just tired out by that point.
So then she fucking can't get the hook out of his mouth.
Again.
So now someone may or may not pull up a pike that has a big fucking hook in its mouth.
They'll come out on their
that
own.
That is fucking mean as fuck. And
would
I
you
hope
rather
PETA,
me keep it out of the water and kill it?
You might as well. Wouldn't be the first time, would it?
Well, it's
murderer.
Only in the side of his lip,
murderer.
Dude. It'll come out by itself. It'll work its way out.
Murderer.
You catch fish all the time
red
with hooks in them and shit.
Red rum.
You're a dick.
I know. But I'd never seen that. Like, you just fucking, you cut the hook off and just threw it back in with this big old fucking treble hook. And if you don't know, a treble hook has, it comes down like this and it has three or four, is it
three?
Three hooks. So anything, this fish is going to have a problem every time it tries to eat something now. And I feel bad for that fish. I cried a little bit after I finished
really
fucking my fleshlight. I cried a little.
I can't wait to get my stuff sent up from Florida, my big poles and stuff, and actually hook into a decent size one, like 36 inches or so. Dude, I'm going to fucking flip shit. It's going to be so awesome. I can't wait. It's going to be great. I kept having hits that whole day, though. Just
yeah, it was a good day.
They were kind of small, and they would hit it and kind of run around with it for a little bit, and then they would spit the hook because it wasn't big enough to get it.
Yep.
But yeah.
So
it was fun.
And then we came back, and we watched a few movies. We're going to do a little movie discussion here. The first one we watched was called The Killing Gene.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys have ever seen that. It was a pretty weird, good movie. It's all about, like, altruism, and if you take two people that are related in a certain way, say a mother and the child, or a husband and a wife, or what was the other one?
Grandson, grandmother.
Right. Different people that are in relationships like that. And the thing is, you take one person and you have them strapped down. Well, they're both strapped down to the chair. One of them is in an electric chair of sorts, and the other one is just strapped down. And you have a switch there for person number one. And what you do is see how much pain you can inflict on person number one before it will cause them to flick the switch, which kills person number two. And it's this whole equation, and it's fucking crazy. Like, I don't know, man. To just think
the lady
of,
killed her own son.
Yeah.
The guy killed his grandmother.
Yeah, like, every person failed. And they talk about it, like, in regards to out in the wild with animals and stuff like that, how certain species of wasps will lay their eggs in a caterpillar larvae, and then once the little baby wasps are hatched, they eat the caterpillar from the inside out. And when the wasp is doing this, it has no regard at all for the life of the caterpillar itself, you know?
Right.
So they're trying to translate that into human terms. Like, do you have regard for this person that you are related to some way? Or it could be a total stranger and just being, you know, a human-to-human interaction type of thing. Pretty fucking crazy.
It was
kind of set up. It wasn't like puzzles or anything like in Saw, but it was more like, it wasn't like a whole, you know, trap course, so to speak,
no,
to go through. It was just, you're in this chair, he's in that chair, like,
how much can I do to you before you kill
yeah,
him to make it stop?
She was taking like nails and putting them underneath your fingernail and then pounding them in. Just one shot. Boom. And I was like, oh, man. And then just
I touch your fingernails and you freak out.
Oh, it was creepy, dude. Like, oh, I'm bashing kneecaps and fucking bashing
cutting
balls.
And
cutting off dicks. And she was pretty. It was an interesting movie for sure. It was called
The Killing Gene.
The Killing Gene. Thank you.
Very
and yeah, it all what it has to do with genes and genetics is it all goes back to basically we are living shells for our genes, and our genes, their only real purpose is to survive and replicate. So they use us as efficient ways of doing that. We pass on our genes and so on. So it all goes back to there's one gene in your genetic code that is for survival. I will not want all this pain and probably death inflicted on me before I kill this person whom I love, but I love myself more than I love you. And
yeah,
that sucks for whoever's in the chair that's electrified.
Right. It's like one in every 10 that will sacrifice himself.
Yeah. And it's this
movie.
Whole equation. It's really interesting movie, though. I highly recommend it. And then
how much could you go through before you flip the switch?
I'd be like, wait, you're gonna do what? Yeah, click.
That would suck.
Wait, who's getting electrified here?
Me.
Yeah, sorry, babe. Plenty of other. You heard the phrase "plenty of fish in the sea"? Huh? No. No. Dude, that hurts. Nail. What would you do? I don't think you could handle it.
You never know.
Yeah, right. I think I know.
I could probably handle more than you could.
Probably. I don't do well with pain, especially your finger. That hurts, dude. And I have balls in a dick and shit.
You never seen somebody cut off a girl's boobs?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for
yeah,
sure. But that's your fingernails, dude. Come on. That sucks. I have very good survivalist
instinct. What if it was your mother?
Sorry. It sucks to say, but dude, I am a survivor. Just like Lafayette in True Blood. I will fucking survive. I will do whatever it takes to survive. And that sucks. And Burger says Matt is not getting laid tonight. And that's what she thinks. Because I staved a little lube for tonight. No, I'm totally kidding. I'm all out. Sad. No, it's early enough. I think we will be having sex tonight.
If we can watch that movie.
Oh, we will watch that movie.
Because I really want to watch that movie again.
What's it called?
The Water Horse.
The Water Horse. Yeah, I've never seen that. And
I can't believe you've never seen previous
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, my God. No, it was all over the place, I think, in 2007.
Really? Yeah,
yeah, man. It was all over the place. It came out in the theaters here. I saw it in theaters. It was awesome. Great movie, man.
So, since we were all into, like, fishing this weekend, well, it was just Saturday, or Sunday. It was, because you had the day off with me.
We're going again Sunday.
Oh, I'm sure we are.
By the way.
And I'll have my license by then, because I get, yeah. So it'll all be good, and we'll get
I'll
some
stuff.
I'll take
you down to Snappies. We'll check
it'll
it out.
It'll be fun. So, in my favorite movie when I was a child, one of my very most super favorite movie was Jaws. Jaws 1, Jaws 2, 3, and 4. And as I got older, they played the shit out of Jaws 2 on TBS and different TV stations, so I started to really just hate that one.
Yeah.
But Jaws 1, 3, and 4, I loved. I was way into sharks when I was a kid. The shark book that Brody is looking at in Jaws 1 I had. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just way into that shit. I wanted to do something with sharks when I got older and stuff, which obviously that never happened. Thank
Shazam
you.
Shazam says, drugs. Do you guys actually eat the fish?
I don't eat seafood.
He
she does.
Doesn't
though.
Eat seafood. I do, but because it would be only me eating the fish,
well, you
I don't
could
really
cook
bring it.
I mean, we're not catching a bunch or anything.
Well,
mostly
I still
we just
get like, you know, some seasonings and stuff and, you know, some fry batter and shit and stuff like that to actually cook it here. Then
well, yeah, and just
good.
Just recently we started shopping and actually having groceries in the house, so we will end up getting all that stuff.
Yes, I know it's not seafood, Shazam. You're not getting it from the sea.
Thank you. It's lake food.
It's stagnant pool of water food.
But so, yeah, we ended up, I had Jaws 1 through 4. Thank you, ilovetorrents.com, my super special Netflix queue for free. And so we sat here and started watching it, and just, she is like, oh, I used to have that pole, it's an ugly stick, and this and that, and I'm like, cool, I like the shark part, and Brody, yeah. Roy Schneider.
It's my favorite part in
Roy
that whole movie, is Roy
Schroeder,
sitting there with
what's
his pole, and
yeah.
just like, all you hear is
click,
click,
click, click,
click,
click.
And I'm
that's
like,
so
oh my
awesome.
God, that is such a beautiful
it.
Noise.
I love it when they're in the boat just getting fucking drunk and all of a sudden they hear the fucking shark start busting in on them. They're all just wasted
oh,
like,
God,
oh,
it's
fuck.
So good.
Scheider. Thank you, Shazam. Roy Scheider. Awesome
movie.
But what I didn't notice, like, I haven't watched these movies since I was a kid. The first one still was really good. You know, the animatronics and that stuff, it was old. So I understand and it's fine. We skip number two because I fucking hated it, and she's like, well, I don't remember that one. So I, like, I gave her the 5-minute rundown,
the
just
highlights.
Fast-forwarding to it, and like, here they are, here's the boat, here's the shark, eating them, kids escape, go out on their race, this and that and the other. Okay, done.
People die, shark. Okay, cool.
So what I didn't really notice when I was younger, and it wasn't so much in number one, but number three and four. Number three had Louis Gossett Jr. in it, and number four had, I don't even know the guy's name, but he was like the Rasta. Hey, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And they remind me of Hermes and his wife from Futurama.
Yeah.
They sound exactly like that. And I don't know if it's a Caribbean thing or...
I'm so glad you're home, husband.
Yeah, yeah. Where's my husband? Little mouse, eh? Where's my little bumbleclot boy? Why would I talk with such a funny accent? Little mouse, eh?
A lot of mouse,
oh, where's this funny hat, boy? Fucking Dave Chappelle. But there is a lot of racism in number three especially, and number four a little bit. Louis Gossett Jr. plays the head of SeaWorld that is opening up, you know, their new place, and he's like this respectable
black guy, though.
He's the token black man for sure, but he's like, he plays this respectable, I'm the owner and this and that. But he talks like he just got freed from slavery or something. It was so ridiculous. He was like, ah, we gonna come over here and eat some dinner and some chitlins and black-eyed peas and watermelon.
I
and,
know.
Hey, you got some chicken? Oh, yeah, we'll eat some chicken. Like, I never noticed that when I was a kid, obviously, because, you know, I wasn't...
Every black guy in that movie, though,
yeah,
they all talk
I
like that.
I was seriously waiting for him to be like, yes, massa. And just walk around eating fucking black-eyed peas and chicken and shit. And I hate to say that, but watch the movie again. It is so blatant. And I don't know if they, maybe when the movie was made, if that was the in thing to do, or if they were doing it to be funny or what. But it blew me away. I was like, holy shit, did he just say that? And his tone, yeah. He's talking to the reporters. And he's just like, yeah, we fitting in to open up here. And now I got to be getting out of here. And shit, it was so ridiculous. Like, just way over the top. Louis Gossett Jr., what happened, man? Has anyone seen him, by the way? The last thing I remember him in was Iron Eagle and Iron Eagle 2. He might have not even been in, really. I don't know. But yeah, just over the top ridiculous. And then, yeah, number four, The Revenge, we watch. And it, I never realized this when I was a kid, but how the fuck did the shark get from motherfucking Amityville, where you'll get your motherfucking cavity spilled, that's what right. D12 said, watch out, in Amityville, to the fucking Caribbean? Like,
he swam.
That, well, no shit, he swam. Thank you.
What?
He took an airplane and, like, really?
He swam.
Did he have to pay extra for his
luggage?
I don't
understand how he would know where the family
yeah,
went.
Yeah, and I mean, I understand it's a fucking fantasy type of movie, but it just seemed very weird. Like, I didn't realize it when I was a kid. I'm like, oh, yeah, of course, there's Jaws. He's, you know, gonna kill you. But then I'm watching it again, and I'm like, how the fuck did he... You were just... What the fuck?
Well, it got there a couple days later than they did. You know, after they flew
back. It was
back
there that day.
No, it wasn't there that day.
Like, it was in the mom's luggage or something. Like, Land Shark. You remember Land Shark?
Yeah.
Oh, Shazam says, there was a time that black people had to play stereotypical characters in order to get any work at all. But even back then, like, Louis Gossett Jr. was a respected actor, you know?
Yeah.
It would be like if Morgan Freeman now, well, before the whole... fucking the 17-year-old, you know, stepdaughter scandal thing or whatever. But, like, if he played a role like that, and it wasn't in jest, but it was a serious role, like, that's what I kind of equate it to, because back then, Louis Gossett Jr. was, you know, one of the premier black guys in acting. And I don't know, it seemed very weird to me to hear him dressed in this nice suit and tie and then be like, I'm finna get out of here. I'm finna get out of here now, meow. Like, it was just crazy. So, those were very fun movies to watch. So,
yes.
Moving on. My 10-year high school reunion is coming up.
You old fuck.
I know. Graduated in 99 from FHS.
My two-year reunion. Pardon? My two-year reunion is coming up.
Did you graduate high school?
In 07. I was able to buy beer at my graduation.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I was supposed to graduate.
How
many
times were you a senior? Three? Third time's a charm, right?
I could have done high school over again. It took me 8 years to get through high school.
The whole thing?
No joke. It took
Jesus,
me 8 years
dude.
To get through high school.
What's the matter?
I dropped out and I left and worked and did stuff. And then I came back and took my shit and passed it. So, yeah.
Well, that's good. At least you passed.
Yeah.
But
it sucks when your classmates are like, hey, here's some money. Go pick me up some beer.
Right.
Like, what? Damn it. I don't even know you.
I thought I was cool when I was in high school, and I was a freshman. I was in 10th grade, and I was dating
a senior. You're a freshman, and you're in 10th grade?
Isn't that freshman? Oh, well, because our junior high was a separate school completely, and it was 9th grade
only. That is so weird
here. And then the high school was 10th, 11th, and 12th. So I thought, you know, you're a freshman because it's your first year at the high
school. That is ridiculous. Like, around here, that's what they do,
but
though.
Then that was the last year they did that. Now it's 8th and 9th grade is at the junior high, and then 10th, 11th, 12th
that's
at the high
stupid.
School.
That's stupid. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, that's... seriously, like, in Florida, it's kindergarten or preschool through 5th grade, 6th grade through 8th grade, and then 9th through 12th.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it's different everywhere.
I mean, that's just the way
it
is.
And it was normal here. And I went to, you know, the private school from preschool to fucking fifth grade in California. And then here I did fifth grade again because I had pneumonia and missed the whole fucking fifth grade year pretty much. So I did that again. See, I would have graduated in 98. But I was the youngest kid in my class because my parents starred me early and I was super fucking smart or whatever the fuck. I don't know how that happened, but... So I did it again, and then I was with people my age and all that shit. And so I graduated 8th grade at the Christian school and then did 9th grade at the junior high and then went to the high school for that. And I was dating a senior when I was, you know, in 10th grade, and I thought it was cool because she could buy us cigarettes and shit. And that was when I was just starting to smoke and all that. And she worked at Wendy's, so she would always bring me home food and all that. I thought it was the coolest, man.
Oh my
my
God.
Girlfriend's got a car, a little CRX, and it was badass. And
well, I guess that's how I was,
I think
too.
I told that story already, and then I found out she was only dating me because I looked like her fiancé that was away somewhere. And then, yeah.
Well, I guess that's kind of how I was in high school. I mean, I was in I was a freshman, ninth grade, and dating a senior, and he had the awesome car and the job. And
the bitchin' Camaro.
And then I was a sophomore, and he would come to my school in the car and stuff and, like,
nice.
Just bring me lunch and shit and bring me, like, you know, pot or whatever. And I thought it was the awesomest thing. I'm like, yeah, my boyfriend's going to be here soon.
No big deal.
Bring me some weed. And food.
So I haven't done this, and I know, like, Facebook is where everyone, it's like a reunion all the time. Like, everyone's fucking, everyone you ever went to school with is there. And I never really went on there and looked for people that I went to school with. Like, I don't give a shit. And then the other day, I get this message that's like, come join the year 99 10-year reunion. I'm like, holy shit, it is 09. Fuck me. And I was totally thinking of going and shit just to have, you know, just to see, like, all these people and their kids and they're married and miserable and have shitty jobs that they fucking hate and all this.
God, can I go with you?
Well, I don't think I'm going to go because it's, like, $45 to go to it, which I understand they're renting out the Majestic Valley Arena, which is this big fucking,
I know where
all the smokers.
That's the fighting thing where it used to be.
The smokers. Yeah, they used to have the smokers there. But it is a big arena that they rent out. They do concerts there and all that. But
I kicked ass in there.
They're going to have a lot of, you know, food and this and that. And I was just thinking, like, for $45, I would rather just get a bag of weed and not deal with, like, I know what it's going to be like. You're going to go there. And it's going to be a bunch of people that I didn't like because none of the people I like are going to go to this thing.
Right.
And the people that I really liked, I'm still friends with in person, not on Facebook. The ones that still live here and shit. So it's going to, I'm going to go there and they'll be like, oh my God, you've lost so much weight. What are you doing? I'm going to be like, I'm doing this. And they're going to be like, cool. These are my kids. This is what I'm doing. This is my husband. And it's going to be that on repeat. Like, it's going to be that playlist on repeat. For the whole fucking night.
It might be a good way to get out some more,
and
know,
I was thinking
maybe.
That too, but I don't know. A lot of those people don't live here, really. They're flying in for this, and it would be a good way. But a lot of those people are very religious now. And they were, I guess, back in school. And this is what my point is. I start looking, and there's a thing that you go on Facebook, and you can RSVP if you're attending, maybe, or not attending. So I start looking through the people that are going, and I'm like, holy shit, I knew her. Like,
yeah.
I know a lot of these people, not all of them, because I didn't go to the high school for my senior year. I went to the college. So I, you know, just had whatever classes I wanted, and I got high school credits and college credits. So by the time I was done with high school, I had a bunch of college credits already, which a lot of fucking good that did me, but it was cool because I didn't have a full day at the high school. I was at the college and I could do whatever the fuck I wanted.
That's what my brother does.
Yeah, it was awesome. So I'm looking through this and wow, guys, you let yourselves go. At least half over the fucking weight. Oh, way overweight. Just ridiculous. Huge, like they got pregnant and didn't lose the weight, or they married a chick and put on the weight because they have a shitty office job or something like that. Just people that used to be like, man, I almost started crying. I was like, you were so hot. And now look, your life is gone. And they're all like, oh, I thank God first and foremost for all of my kids and this and that. And they're all just replicating like crazy. They're like those nanobot things in Transformers or whatever stupid movie that was where they eat metal and then they split apart and then they eat metal and now there's 4 and now there's 8 and now there's 16. Like, that's what they did. Stop it. Fuck.
Is it so 45 per person?
It's 45 per person, yeah.
That's really gay. So if I went with you, I'd have to pay 45.
I think so. But the day before, like, it's a 3-day event. The day before, they're going to Moose's Saloon, and they're going to all, you know, drink and have pizza and whatever.
Go down to Moose's.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly give a shit about any of these people, really. Like, I really don't.
It'd be fun to see, though.
Yeah, I guess. I can tell you what it's going to be, though. It's going to be like, oh, I never...
I wouldn't go to my reunion, though, because all the people in my class, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know at all.
Maybe we'll go. Maybe. I don't know. If you guys go to thejamhole.com/donate and give us the $45 to go, we'll go for sure. If I have the extra cash, then... Yeah, see, MDS says my last reunion was $150. I didn't go. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess $45 to go there just for the show's sake. And that's... Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I would go to a high school reunion if it was... for the year that I was supposed to graduate with my original school, because that's all the people I know. Like, I tried to go back to that high school, too. When I went back to Florida, they wouldn't let me go back in. And, but when I came up here and got my diploma here, I mean, I was 3-4 years older than everybody in there.
Yeah.
So, that I mean, sucks. Yeah, it does
it's
suck.
Like when
you're
I was
an awkward, creepy, quiet person.
Yeah, it's like when I was at the college. There's a lot, and it's getting to be this a lot more now. It's all these middle-aged women, mostly, that they lost their chance to go to college when they should have because they got knocked up, and rather than make the smart choice and have the abortion, they had the kid and ruin the first, you know, 14, 15, 16 years of their lives. So now they're going back to college because their husbands probably got laid off from work. And yeah, so a lot of that is, it's all these middle-aged women now trying to relearn stuff. And it's really funny looking, but it's sad at the same time.
It was really weird for me, though, because in Bridge Academy, you know, it's not just for one grade. It's for high school.
My brother went there and then got kicked out for... supposedly hacking their computer system, but he said it wasn't him, it was someone else. But they blamed him because they knew he knew a lot about computers and shit. So, of course, you're the easy target.
Well, their grades from 9 through 12, right? And you're all in the same room together. So you have kids that are like 15, 16, and then I'm 21.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm in there with a hangover. Fucking, you know, typing on my computer, going away with that, and have my headphones on and stuff, and I get up and... like, the teachers and stuff, by this time, they don't care what I do. I've already walked out of that building 2 times and came back. You know?
I am my own guardian.
Yeah, they're like, they have no problem with me now. They know that I was back there to get my diploma this time and not there to fuck around. And
yeah, Shazam says, go to Mark at the jam hole, but you're right about how it'll be. And she says, I didn't go to my tenure because I was actually having fun in Seasia? I don't know what that is. Seattle? Is that Asia? I don't know.
I have no idea.
And then Shazam says, no, they're in college because they're newly divorced. And that's probably a lot of it also. And I don't know. Like, I was looking through the list, and a lot of the people that I would like to see are the people that are not coming.
Yeah.
And a few that are maybe coming, which is where I'm at right now. I'm in the maybe list. Yeah. And then all the ones that are, like, coming for sure are the classic, like, all the cheerleaders
like,
and this and that.
Surprise!
But so I start, like, looking through all their profiles, and I shit you not, 90% of them have... children, which
of course
you're supposed to at that age, I guess. At my age, you're 27, 28, 29 years old.
That's
if
normal
you're gonna
age
have
for
kids,
people to have kids.
If you did the normal traditional thing, you went to high school, you maybe took a year off when you graduated, but probably not. You went to college and then you got a job right out of college. While you were in college, you met your boyfriend. You guys got married after you all graduated. You had a kid after about, you know, 1 or 2 years of working your job. And that's, you know, the traditional thing. That's how people, that's how, I guess, I don't know, the government maybe wants you to be. That's like the ideal. If there was a manual on life, that would be the cycle. You know, you're
born. I
think
we're breaking that cycle.
Huh?
We are breaking that cycle.
Yeah, no, because I'm not into that shit. That's what, Red Fox says. That's the American dream. That's what it supposedly is, I guess. And that's not, like Cottonmouth King said, the American dream ain't what it seems. Like, that's not for me. I don't want to get married. I don't want to have kids. You guys are obviously doing that well enough without me adding to it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to go to college. I wanted to travel, and I did that, and that's awesome. I'm glad I did that rather than be all this money in debt. And then I did. I tried to go to college, and I got kicked out. So it's not my thing.
I didn't get to go and travel. I mean, but I did go back to Florida, which I did want to do right out of high school.
Well, I'm talking about, like, out of the country and
well,
not
no,
Canada.
Well, no, yeah.
Like,
no,
I
want to go out
over.
Of the country, no, you know. But I never had the money for that or anything, and my family wasn't able to put me on a plane to do that.
I went to Germany after I graduated, I think, what was it, junior high? Because I was 16 when I went. And then I went to London for the Homelands Festival in the UK when I was 20 or 21, I think.
Yeah, so. I was never able to afford that kind of crap.
Yeah, well, you know? I wouldn't have been able to. The trip to London for the UK, the Homelands Festival, was the money I got from when my dad died that we got totally fucking stiffed out of. Thanks, stepsister, you fucking cunt. And yeah, the Germany trip my grandpa paid for just because he wanted me to get out of the country and see it, because, you know, that's what
he
did.
See, I would love to do something like that. I mean, but when I was, 18, you know, and I had dropped out, obviously.
Obviously.
At, you know, my senior year or whatever, I just got pissed off at the place and left. And I wanted to go back to Florida, and I did. And I got a tattooing job. I did all the jobs that I wanted to do down there. I went and went back, got with all my old friends, and went fishing all the time and stuff. Had that fun, and then came back and got my diploma.
Well, and that sucks. And it's awful that, like, they all... I don't know if... Maybe it's this valley. I know there's a lot of religious shit in this valley, and I fucking hate it. It's all those... The Ten Commandment signs are everywhere while the people in the house are fucking each other's wives and this and that. And it's awful. And they're all, like, upfront about, you know, saying one thing and acting one way, but then they're totally hypocritical about how they're really fucking doing it. And I fucking hate that shit. And they're always, like, so self-righteous and shit. And I... Just from their Facebook profiles. Like, I hate to judge people about what they write on the internet, because my whole opinion is it's not real. Like, you can be whoever the fuck you want to be on the internet, and that's fine. But these people aren't like that, and they are really religious and really into their kids, and their Facebook pictures are their kids, and I fucking hate it, and I don't want to see that in person. It sucked when I was going through the Facebook and just looking at all these people that, like, wow, you, time fucked you up. Like,
well, maybe
wow.
We can make such a big deal that we get kicked out and refund our money.
Yeah, we could do
maybe
that.
Like, go in and be like, oh my god, you got huge, you have kids,
whoa,
what are you thinking?
Whoa, you know we have condoms, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you
wow.
know how to
you
do this,
didn't
but
pay
pull
attention
out.
In sex ed class, did you?
You'd be like, I did, see this, I don't have any kids,
no luggage,
just
extra
be loud
baggage.
And obnoxious.
No. Yeah, I
do that.
Don't know.
That'd be so great.
But maybe we'll go. We'll see. If I mean, we will definitely go for sure if you guys
can we bring
foot
the video
the bill.
Camera?
Oh, absolutely, if we go. But if you guys foot the bill, we'll go for sure. If we have to pay for it, I don't know. We'll think about it.
Pulling out is not harder
excuse
than you
my
think.
Face.
Pull out when you're about to bust your load and jerk it on the chick's chest.
Work
wherever.
For me every time. Flawless victory. Except
exactly.
that one time, and we got it taken care of. Right. No harm, no foul, right?
Right.
But, yeah, it's just, it blew me away, like, going, I never went through all these people's Facebooks, and now I'm just like, wow, I spent probably 2 hours while I was waiting for you to get here before the Friday show, and just going through it, and I'm just like, wow, 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 no way, oh, shit, son, oh, fuck, like, just crazy sad, amazing that... What these people push out of their fucking vaginas and just, ugh.
It's kind of what I still do on MySpace. I get friends from, you know, Booker High.
Yeah,
and
it's,
I look
it's
at them
just,
and I'm like, holy crap.
It's a lot easier to do it on Facebook, I think. It's just, it's easier to find that way because they're all, it's like, okay, search by school and they're all on there, you know? It's fucking crazy. So, I don't know. I don't, like I said, it will go for sure if you guys foot the bill, but otherwise, yeah, I don't know. We'll think about it.
Maybe.
So, I took an awesome fucking dump today.
I knew that was going to come out of your mouth. An awesome fucking, I knew it. Dump.
So, I did kind of a scumbag thing.
Really?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
A scumbag thing?
Yeah, I know.
Never.
You guys are like, no.
You would never.
Get the fuck out of my mouth.
Matt.
No. So... Oh, and, yeah, if it disconnects, you don't have to refresh the whole page. Just refresh the window. It's usually mine that disconnects because I'm running a bunch of shit. But, yeah. And that's where all the sound is.
It's because you're
so
ugly.
Sorry. It's because I'm ugly and you're a chick.
Right.
I leave and I have my whitefish route today. and it is pouring fucking rain. Like, I got to work, and it was starting to get cloudy. And I'm like, fuck, I better load my truck before it starts to pour. And I have to fill the jugs and shit. I'm like, okay, I'm going to totally load my truck first, and then I'll fill. And I loaded my truck, and as I got done, it just, like, torrential downpour.
Like Florida rain, just like...
Yeah, and we rarely get that up here.
No, really,
like,
dude.
It's good, and we need it, and I'm sure the trailer parks flood like they always do. But... I haven't seen that at all this year, and just wicked downpour. I'm like,
the
fuck
thunder,
me.
The lightning, it was great.
And so I'm in the office trying to find other things to do. Like, I don't want to go out there, because I went out there to get my phone and a book, and I, like, 3 seconds I was out there. I came back
You're
in.
Soaked.
My hair was soaked. My shirt was soaked. I was just fucking drenched. And the boss is like, you know, the windbreaker is kind of water resistant. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So that's out in my truck, obviously. So I had to run back out there and get that again. And I was even more wet. So I'm killing time, like, fixing coolers and this and that. And every time I look outside, it's still just fucking pouring. I'm like, God damn it. Uh-huh. It's not going to let up. And I got to get out of here. It's like 10:30 by this time. And, you know, I got to work damn near on time today. Woo, woo.
Go, you.
And so I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to get wet. There's no way around this. It's going to happen. So
it's been raining all day.
Yeah, too, pretty much. So. And it did. It didn't let up hardly at all. Like, it wasn't the torrential downpour that it started as, but it was
drizzling. But it still rained the whole day.
So I leave town, and I'm heading up to Whitefish, and I smoke a cigarette, and I'm like, fuck, I got to take a dump. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, where... Because, you know, I deliver all these offices, and some places have nice private bathrooms that are in the hallway, and others have them in their office. And I'm like, I don't want to use a dump in the office. And I'm like, oh, I got it. There's this one place that has a really nice bathroom. And, like, I have it all mapped out and shit. Like, nice bathroom on a scale from 1 to 5. I have a couple twos here, a 3, a couple fours, a couple fives. And all over where my routes are. So I'm like,
I remember
okay.
You taking me with you one day, and you're like, you got to piss. They have a great bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I know we're all in the whole Flathead Valley. I know where all the great dump spots are. And if it's private, back when I used to shoot dope, I was like, I knew which ones I could shoot drugs in. I knew, like, all this shit. So I'm like, all right, I know right where I'm going to go. And so I get up there, and I grab the book China America, which we'll talk about maybe a little bit today, but she hasn't read it yet, and I doubt she will, because, you know, as you saw from her resume, she doesn't really read much. So I go
but
in there.
I got the book.
Well, you know the guy that wrote it.
Right.
Right. I'll proofread your next book, bud. Trust
me. Got his email. You can email him.
So I go in there, and I start reading the book, and I push, and it's one solid just, like, I was proud of that. And I'm like, this might be a problem. And so I sit there, and I finish a couple chapters, and, you know, I'm checking out shit on my phone, checking out what Facebook's doing, what Twitter's doing, all that shit. Because I have an awesome phone that's not a Psy phone. Oh, God, my pocket's on fire. What is that? Oh, it's just my iPhone.
It's 3G. My iPhone.
Suck.
Turn a little pink. No
yeah, turn a little, getting a little discolored because it's so hot.
See, mine's pink.
Yeah,
but
not
I bought a case for it.
Not because it's on fire.
No.
So I finish taking my dump and doing what I'm doing. And I get up and I flush it. And I see the water swirling, but the turd is not moving at all. And I'm like, God damn it,
you
fuck.
Need something to break it up.
And there's no one around, so I'm like, And I tried. I swear, I fucking tried. I took the plunger, because it was sitting right next to it. Nice. Like, build better toilets, okay? It's not my fault.
With bigger holes.
Right. Like, you can't shove a fucking python through a fucking pee hole, okay? It's not gonna go. You're gonna get all backed up
it's
and
trying
shit.
To suck it in, like, the wrong way.
Gerard says, take smaller dumps. Hey, yeah. I can't help that. You can
stop
help.
Having a gaping asshole.
You can help. No, they're tapered, so it doesn't slam shut. But you can help what size your toilet hole is. I cannot help the size of my dump. So I grab the plunger, and I plunge it a few times, and I'm going kind of crazy with it, so water is splashing all over the place.
Matt! You said fuck.
I flushed it again and it didn't go down, so I took the plunger out and tapped it a few times to get all the poop out and set it there and left. So I'm sorry. And I felt bad and I tried. I fucking tried. But it just
was it like the New York dump?
I didn't see it. No, yeah, kind of. It was like soft serve, but a little thicker, but just big, like boom. Ugh. Like a sandworm.
I had broken it all it was up. A it just sandworm. Wasn't going down in the New York.
Well, place. And that's like I tried the plunger end of it and it wasn't going anywhere. So I'm like, I don't have time for this shit. Ah! Come on. But no, seriously, and I just fucking left it. So, yeah, I felt bad about that. I did, however, take some toilet paper and wipe up the shitty water that was on the toilet, but not on the floor and wherever else it may have gotten, on the magazines and whatnot. So, yeah, I'm sorry. And I made sure, like, I looked around and there was nobody in there and I just fucking left.
You're such a horrible
total
person.
Scumbag thing to do, right?
It's so
but
great.
I got rewarded for it. Check this shit out. So I told you guys a long time ago, maybe I didn't. There's this chick, an older lady, disabled, bigger lady, you know, really super nice though. And one day she's like, hey, I need some of these old water jugs for my botany experiment, she called it. I'm like, oh yeah, what are you doing? And she's like, well, I have a medical marijuana card, so I grow my own pot. And I'm like, really?
Really?
That is fucking cool. So I totally, like, hooked her up with a bunch of free just old jugs that she could use for this hydroponic irrigation system,
yeah.
Right? And I totally forgot about this, but this was, like, 3-4 months ago, maybe?
Yeah.
And she's like, I thought she was totally joking, and she's like, oh, I'll let you taste some of the bud when it's all finished. And I was like, oh, yeah, that'd be cool, you know, I'd totally come here and burn one with you while I'm delivering.
Yeah.
And, like, that was it. I haven't heard anything. Like, I see her every now and then. And I'm like, did those work out good? And she's like, oh, they're amazing. Awesome. And she moved. So I go and she's like, oh, come in and check out my new place. And I'm like, oh, man, this is fucking cool. Like,
yeah.
Huge fucking place. She used to live in a little shitty fucking, like, kind of what your uncle lives in. Just yeah. Real small. And the place she has now is bigger than where we're at.
Nice.
Like, she has a nice place now. And so she sits down and she's like, oh, I got something for you. I'm like, okay. And last time she gave me like some fruit leather that she made.
Yeah.
She's kind of like a hippie. She makes hemp stuff. She makes candles. Slap my face with my pop filter. And she makes fruit leather. And, you know,
well,
I took
cool.
It, but I don't eat it because it's fruit and stuff. And so I gave it to someone at work. But so I was
give
thinking.
Give me some of that shit. I like that stuff.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, shit. I didn't know
oh,
that.
Oh, shit.
Thank you.
Sorry.
So I was thinking it was just going to be like some fruit leather or something, like a hemp necklace or something. She pulls out this fat sack of weed and I smell it. I'm like,
you're like,
whoa, that is good. And she's like, this is what was grown with those jugs that you were so nice
awesome.
To give me for free. And I'm like, really? And she starts taking some out and she sets it down. We're just, you know, bullshitting. And she's like, here, this is for you. And I'm like,
really?
Wow, that is so awesome, because I have no weed at all, and I, you know, we start talking about botany and plants. I took a botany class in college, and I'm like, you know, I cannot grow plants, like, any kind of plants. I can't grow weed, I can't grow fucking tulips, I cannot
wow.
Grow, but I'm like, man, my ecology is my thing, I can grow mushrooms like a motherfucker,
mm-hmm.
You know, legal or otherwise, and
yeah.
She's like, really? So there's a fungus among us. And I'm like, yeah, I haven't really done it lately because I don't have time and I don't really like eating them as much anymore. And I didn't really like getting into selling them because it was more like I like growing them for the mycology aspect of it. And then I would eat them and I would just give them to my friends. And, you know, if I needed some money, I would maybe sell some. But it was more like a hobby. Like, I loved watching that shit grow because they
yeah.
Grew so quick. Like, you'd wake up in the morning and they'd be like little pins. And then by that afternoon, they were like, boom, like big old dick looking things. I'm like, this is sweet. And so we're just, you know, bullshitting about that and this and the weed, holy shit. And I'm like, you know, how's the high? And is it an indica or a sativa? And she knows all this stuff about it, which
mm-hmm.
Is cool for an old lady. Like,
yeah.
Usually they're just like, swag weed and yeah. stuff. But now we have the medical marijuana thing here. Like, these old ladies are smoking some fucking chronic, man. Smoking better shit than you're smoking. Guaranteed. Burger says, I grew mushrooms. I got arrested because of it.
Nice, nice.
Nate Cabington? I don't know what that says. I took mushrooms, and Gerard says, my sister tried to grow shrooms in our backyard. Yet you can't grow them outdoors very well. It's very hard to do. Indoors is
unless you're
much easier.
In, like, Florida and own a cow pasture.
Well, yeah, and that sucks doing it that way. But I got so into it, like, there's this place called shroomery.org. I was a half op in their chat room, and I was always on their forums and shit like that. And I got so sick of people always asking the same questions, and I was always helpful. Like, I would never most of the people in there were like, use the fucking search engine, UTFSE, and just total dicks. And I'd be like, here, PM me, and I'll fucking help you. Mm-hmm. And I got so sick of saying the same thing over again, I wrote my own tech. And I based it off the PF tech, which was Psilocybe Fanaticus, was one of the pioneers in that whole area.
Yeah.
But I you know, changed it depending on how I did things. Because, you know, the more you grow them, you start developing your own kind of techniques and this and that. So I wrote one called the Haz Tech. Because that was my internet name was Haz. And I, yeah, and it's still floating around there somewhere.
The Haz Tech.
I took pictures step by step and then how to trip and what to do. It was really in depth. Like, really fucking cool.
I've never grown mushrooms or even.
Really? Like, I probably have some spores laying around here somewhere.
I never got
enough.
Into that or anything. I can grow pot like a motherfucker.
Well, shit, son. Why are you looking for a job?
Well, because I don't have the medical marijuana card.
All right. It's really easy to get as long as you don't have a felony.
Yeah, but no, me and my dad, though, we are the green thumbs.
Burger says, holy God, the shroomery.com. I remember that site. It was the bomb. Lots of info. Yeah, dude. That place was sweet.
But yeah, but yeah, maybe you should show me how to grow shrooms and I'll show you how to grow pot.
Read the tech.
Well, no.
That's why I made Brayden do.
I live with you, goddammit.
That's why I made Brayden do. I was like, read the tech, and once you have a basic understanding, then ask me, and I will build upon that understanding. I'm not going to just tell you what's in there already. You need to have some general understanding of it, and then otherwise you're going to be like, what's this and what's that? And you're like, that's vermiculite, and that's the fucking spores, and Gerard says, rest in peace, Brayden. I know. But, yeah, I just thought it was totally awesome that, like, I had no weed, I just got done clogging up this toilet, and this lady is like, here's some fucking pot, and it's not like... Your mom the other day was like, you know, here's some weed for Matt.
It was all right,
that was
but...
kind of swaggy. Like, this is badass shit.
Yeah.
I'm excited. So, I just thought that was kind of cool. That's never happened to me while I'm at work on a route. Like, she gives me the weed. I'm like, oh, yeah, so do you need any water today? Because that's why I'm here. It was totally awesome. Do you want to talk about China America?
Or not, do you want to read it first? I want to read it first, or at least read most of it.
Okay, well, we'll let you do that. If you guys want to join the book club, there's a book. I don't know. Can people get it out there?
I don't know.
Okay, well, if you can find it, it's called China America, Chinamerica. It's by G.A. Beck. And
Gary Beck.
Nate Cab says, I hate Chinese people. And Gerard says, dude, you are Chinese. I enjoyed it. Like, there's, you know, some spelling errors. Yeah, if you look at Danny's camera, you'll see the cover of it. Basically, well, fuck it. We'll talk about it after she reads some of it. But it was an interesting read for sure. And I'll add that on the jamhole.com. If you look at our book list, you'll see all the books me and Brayden were reading or are reading and stuff. And I'm just about done with The God Delusion. So then I think my next book is going to be Phil Plait's Death from the Skies. Because I like Phil Plait, the bad astronomer. He's a bad motherfucker. So, you want to play a voicemail, and then I got a few news items, and then we'll get the fuck out?
Sure.
Alrighty then. I believe we got a voicemail here from 26. Like I said earlier, 406-204-4687, or Skype the Jam Hole when the show is not live, and you can leave us messages. 26.
Hey, it's 26. First of all, I need to do an update to my last voicemail. It was cut out because my phone battery ran out. So anyways, I didn't I didn't enjoy taking the Vicodin, and I just did it, and it was awful, and I didn't like it, and it had no effect on me. So anyway, second of all, what I was getting to in my last voicemail when you were mentioning the zombie rape porn was that I was in high school, there's this kid, and he told me about a word called the Mung, M-U-N-G. And the way how he described it is you go to a graveyard, and you dig up a grave, a dead girl's grave. It's very stupid. It has to be a dead girl. And then you lay out her body flat on the ground, and then you jump on her stomach. And whatever comes out of her mouth is called Mung, and you have to eat it. All right, so anyways, yesterday, I use a prepaid phone. So yesterday, I bought phone minutes, and I entered them in my phone. But they didn't register with my phone, and I threw away the receipt, so I'm out $30. So I'm really just happy and loving life, and I'm going to have my CD done soon. I'll be sure to get you a copy, and everyone that's heard it so far is like, well, Scott, the songs are really good, but it's really depressing, and I'm just like, I don't know what I can do for you people. I mean, like, what the fuck? So anyways, that's it.
Fantastic. I always heard Mung was the shit. It was kind of like Fromunda cheese, but with a dead chick, and it was the shit coming out of her twat, not her mouth. But I guess
that is so
different
sick.
Places have different terminology.
Why would you do that?
Because it's a punk thing. That's where I first heard of it, was these punk kids I was hanging out with, and they were all about just like Mung, 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 Mung.
Any self-respecting punk wouldn't do that.
These were like gutter punks, I guess.
Like Euro trash type deal?
Kinda, maybe. Ugh. But for Montana, I guess, I don't fucking know.
There are no real punks in Montana unless you're not from this state.
Oh, okay.
Seriously, being
so
raised
punk.
Here,
you're so punk.
Being raised here, you're like sheltered. You're under a rock, dude. There's no way you could, you know, unless you've traveled
just
a lot.
Imagine, though, what it was like here before the internet. Uh-huh. Like, now at least kids have, you know, access to either people that don't live here or, you know, other kinds of culture. Back then, you had MTV and that was it. And I'm glad I don't really remember much of those years. A lot of them I was in California, but then I moved here and it was like, whoa.
I was in Florida for most of that. So.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, thank you for that. And yeah, 26 said he was making a CD or something. And
I can't wait to hear it.
I'm excited. I can totally tell you what it's going to be. It's going to start out with an intro about how he's writing a suicide note, slicing his wrists, using the blood in an inkwell dip pen. It'll go on to the first song, I Hate My Life. That'll finish. Track two will be called I Hate My Life Part 2. Number three will be called Depression.
I wish I was never born.
Vicodin and Alcohol. Number five will be called
The Overdose. No.
I'm just kidding. I like 26. He's a good kid. I'm sure whatever he makes musically will be good. He was actually the first and only person to take one of my spoken word emo poetry episodes and sing it to guitar.
Really? Nice.
I don't know if it's still up. I think it was one of the first videos because 26 is the kid that started our forums for us, because we didn't have a forums when we first started this show. Yeah. And he was like one of the first few fans we got. And so he made our forums, which we still use today because we don't want to set up anything else. And I really like it. And he posted a video of him doing it on a guitar with one broken string. And just, it was pretty cool, though.
He did it on a guitar with a broken
string?
Yeah,
like he sang it. Yeah, I think his high E was broken or something.
Nice.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. It's probably still on the jamhole.com/forums in the video section.
Wow.
And speaking of that, we are almost at 100 members. And the first person, whoever is our 100th member, will get free stickers and probably a shirt, if there's any left. There's 6 left right now. So if we hit 100 before those are gone, yeah, we'll do that. So let me tell you about women.
What about women?
All women lie.
And the sky is blue and the grass is green.
Right. And then
and water's wet.
The moon and the stars and the this and the that. And
well, no, yeah. You don't you remember that movie, The Last Boy Scout? He's like, water's wet, the sky's blue, and women lie.
No, I don't.
The Last Boy Scout, that is such a good movie, dude.
Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans before he destroyed his career.
He says it twice. He says,
remember Damon Wayans?
Yeah. But he says that twice. He says, you know, the sky is blue, water is wet, and women lie. And then in the end, he says, the sky is blue, water is wet, and old Satan Claus is out to get us.
What?
Yeah.
How does that even make sense in the movie?
Because his daughter draws a Satan Claus thing, and it's cool.
Fantastic.
But yeah.
So this is called, I think this was sent to us by Burger through the Stumble Upon account. If you guys like to stumble, we have Stumble Upon accounts.
There was like 95 things in there today. Hey, I'm like, motherfuck.
People are
bored. And you
know
what right now?
What would people do at work? Yeah, there's three.
No, there's 11.
Oh, mine hasn't
refreshed
yet. Because I have like 30 fucking tabs open. I have a lot
of
cool
news
stories. There
are 11 things and I cleared it before you got home.
I didn't mean to talk about fishing for so long. Fuck. But yeah, this one is called Five Lies All Women
Burger
Tell.
Says
this is
sorry.
Fantastic. No, that's fine. It is. It's all
great.
Him.
It is all him. Mostly.
Hey, how's your job going?
He's gonna get fired soon.
That's cool. I Facebook and read books while I'm driving, so it's cool. The first lie, and I'm sure.
What is this? What is this called?
This is called Five Lies All Women Tell.
Ah, okay.
And I'm sure, at least some point in time, somebody has heard some of this shit.
I'm pretty sure I've said every single one of them. I'm not sure. I don't know.
In the past 3 months.
I don't know. We'll go through
bitch.
Them and I'll tell you if I've said them to you and meant it. Or
I'm not mad at you. Say it. How would you utilize this as a weapon?
Like,
here, honey. Dana, what's wrong? Is it me? Are you mad at me?
No.
You're not mad at me?
Yes.
Liar!
No, okay, how about the nights when you don't get me off, right? And I'm like, no, it's fine. It's
oh,
okay,
no, I know
whatever.
You're fucking pissed.
That's, you know.
Is that what the past couple nights have been? Retaliation to?
Maybe, because that's what you do
maybe
sometimes.
You
you're
just,
like, I just want to get off.
Hey,
and then I'm going
sometimes.
To bed.
That is what blowjobs are for.
No,
okay?
I don't. That's stupid.
You need
then
to...
I want something in return for that.
Hey. You don't always get something in return.
Well, you get something every time.
Well, yeah, I'm the man.
No, fuck you.
Who voted first?
I'm mad at
the
you.
The man. Who couldn't have little babies in
who
their bellies.
Who did the dishes last night?
The man.
The man.
Fucker. Who cooked? Who did laundry today? Not the man. The man was at work making man money.
Right.
I was at work.
Right.
Breaking my goddamn back
colon.
For you. What?
Breaking your colon?
No, breaking their toilet. But no, I'm not mad at you. Oh, yes, she is. A lying bitch. Don't think you're getting off that easily. You're not getting off that easily.
You're not getting off that easily tonight. No, you're not.
Like this. That's all it takes. You're like, gotta get in there and like fucking, you gotta talk to it and shit. You're like, hey, little guy. Hey, little buddy. And there's like different things that can make them come depending on what kind of woman they are. Did you know that? Each one's different.
Duh.
Women are like snowflakes. Ice cold, and each one's
That's fucked up. You know that?
Has anyone ever said that? Because that's mine.
Ice cold and different. Oh my god. Go on, please.
This lie is one of the most frequently used in relationships, of course. Typically, women who have been hurt by men in their lives often inadvertently use this phrase as an emotional defense. See? We're talking weapons here.
Yep.
This? Defense! Defense! You know?
Yeah. Right.
The man is on offense. You have offensive weapons. The blowjob? The vagina? Or the secret weapon, the anus.
Is that the secret weapon?
That's the trifecta. Mouth, vagina, and asshole. Like, if I had a map, that's where X would mark the spot.
The asshole?
The spots.
Okay, go
like
on.
Like a Dalmatian. They use this phrase, for example, if a guy forgets his girlfriend's birthday. How... Could you ever forget your girlfriend's birthday when they're like, hey, guess what is happening in like 3 months and 4 days and 2 hours and 6 minutes? It's my birthday. And then like every day until, well, you're not like, you're like half dude.
Well, dude,
chick.
All I have to say
you're
is my
hybrid.
Birthday is 419. You're going to
well,
forget
and
that?
Well, I don't fucking remember that. You're like, I got a minute. You know,
everybody remembers my birthday.
Speaking of, you know what I kept hearing today and it
what?
Made me want to slap a bitch?
What?
Hey, stay dry out there. I'll do that.
No, I'm already soaked. Thanks.
And is it still raining out there? Yep, it's coming down. And then I leave, and they're like, hey. I'm like, what? Stay dry out there. All day, dude. All fucking day.
But yeah, my birthday is, everyone I tell, they always remember my birthday.
I wanted to, like, sit down with them and be like, you know, I've been trying. Maybe you can give me a helpful hint on how I would do that. Motherfucks.
Give me a raincoat.
Yeah. I'll just pull out things. Oh, you meant, like...
A poncho. Right.
Have you ever called her by his ex's name? Like, oh, Donna, when you're actually fucking Dana? Or like, oh, Holly, when you're actually fucking Dana? Or like, oh, Layla, when you're actually fucking... See, comedy is when you repeat things.
Could you never, ever do that again?
Or like, oh, Dana's mom, when you're actually... That's mean.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting. I'll agree with you on that. I like your mom, though.
You do not.
That sucks.
I've done that with a boyfriend.
I've done that a couple times. Never ends well, ever.
You haven't done it with me yet.
Not yet.
You do it with me, I'll punch you in the face.
Don't say your name. I just call you little dirty slut bitch. You like that.
No, just call me babe. And I that's what I ended up doing.
Babe the pig.
Oh,
I just thought of that just now.
That's what I do in bed, though. I just give up and I'm like, oh, baby. Oh, yeah, baby. You know, I don't even say their name anymore.
Because when I was with Layla, I think it was Layla. When I was with one of them and we made a game. I think it was Holly, actually.
Okay.
That, like, because we always, whenever we were out in town, people would always be like, oh, hey, babe, hey, baby, hey, honey buns, like, stupid names like that. And I was like, we can't do that. You call me Matt, and I will call you Holly whenever and either of us, and it happened for both of us, whenever either of us would call the other one babe or honey or anything but mm-hmm. what our actual name is, the one that got called it got to slap him in the face.
Nice!
Like, and... We did that, and for about the first, like, 3 or 4 months we were together.
Your face
we were
hurt,
both,
didn't you?
We were slapping the shit out of each other. I got to slap her more than me, or more than she got to slap me, but she had to slap me a few times.
Wow.
It just slips. Like, try and do that. Seriously, in your everyday life, if you have a chick or whatever, it's like a reflex, and that's what we were trying to not have it be. Like, I don't want... It's like when you're like, oh, I love you, and you're like, oh, I love you too. Can I hang up the phone now? Like, it, you do that so much, and it turns into a reflex, and that, I don't know, I think that's bad. Like, I don't like that.
Well, if I'm on the phone with you and I say I love you...
That's why I don't, because
I don't want you to go, okay, bye, click.
It's like a habit. I've hung up by the time I'm like, okay, bye. Like, I say bye to nobody, like, to myself, because I already hung up. I'm quick with that little red button. That's what I like about this. It even lights up, a little red button. I'm like, okay, bye.
Anyway, click. Go on with the story, please.
Oh, that was it. So we should do that, because I'm
so... There was more.
I'm so sick of that. Oh, this, yeah, I'm talking about the honey babe game.
babe? No.
Gotcha.
Could you just never do that ever?
One nothing.
Whatever, dude. I'll just call you dude from now on. How's that?
I don't
dude,
know.
Dude, all
that,
the time.
That never came up.
I'll
it's
call
usually
you dude.
Like the more affectionate names.
You know, what? No, no, fuck this. I'm not going to call you anything. Watch.
Just call
I'll
me Matt.
No.
Matthew. Matthias. James.
What's your middle name again?
It's not James.
Michael.
Michael.
I'll call you. No, I can't call
yeah,
you
Yeah, call me that. Hey, what's your gay brother's name? Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
My dad's name, too.
Of course it is. So, they dwell on it, letting worries whittle away normal feelings of well-being like a dog gnaws on a bone. Right. Instead of admitting that she's actually quite hurt by this relatively minor offense, the woman will half-heartedly pretend that she doesn't care at all. When in reality, she does care!
Well, duh.
You might pretend that, hey, I don't care. You do. And that is an evil game of lying. Which all women do.
Right.
Okay. That makes sense. I don't mind if you go to strip clubs with the boys. You ever heard that?
Yes.
Have you ever said that? Have you ever been like, hey, I don't care if you go out to strip clubs?
No,
hey.
It always stops when I'm like, I'll go with you.
You know what? I don't want to go now.
Yeah, I'm like,
is
hey.
That, have you ever gone with one? One? Really?
Yep.
I don't think I've ever been in a strip club.
Never?
Ever.
You won't.
What? I don't have the desire to.
Good.
I don't know. It doesn't
it's
seem
disgusting.
Like.
It's disgusting. Those bitches are all fucking sluts. I'm not even joking. Like, when I worked at one.
They're dancers.
No, when I worked at one, they're all fucking junkies.
And what
and
were
there
you,
for
slut?
A reason.
What were you?
Trying to make rent.
Oh, and you were the only chick there that
had
a deadbeat
dude. Well, it just
seemed
like the place that I went in. That I worked at, it just seemed like it was overrun with, like, these really raunchy,
well,
slutty
chicks.
Well,
it's a strip club, dude. Like, but I'm just saying, they're not all there just because they want to fuck. Like, it's about the money.
Yeah.
It's got to be about the money. It's not like, oh, man, I'm a chick and I can't get laid. Whatever do I do? I'll go work at a strip club. Like, I don't think it's like that.
No.
So.
But, yeah.
If your chick says that, unless she's Hemda, then she's probably lying. Oh, page
you have to
two.
Go to the next page.
Thank you.
There you go.
Well, there's like, we'll post these in the show notes, but there's like little other explanations of this stuff and whatever.
Right.
I'm waiting for the page to load. Yeah. I'm just not ready for a boyfriend right now.
I think you've heard that one.
I've heard that one with you, but I have heard it from chicks and it wasn't a lie. Because, like, they already had a boyfriend.
Well, then that's a lie.
That's what I'm saying.
They're not ready for a new one yet.
Right. But this is saying, once again, it is almost always false. Although, at least it's told with the best intentions in order to soften rejection. That's stupid. Why wouldn't you... Are you that afraid to just be like, I'm just not into you, dude?
Well,
you don't
like,
be like, I'm just not ready for a boyfriend right now. Like, if you were ready for one, would it be me? Because probably not.
Then I like just, being a jerk, and I'm like, I just like being alone, and I don't like, no.
I'm happy good. Being a spinster. I have, like, 10 cats. It's great.
Yeah, I do shit like that. It's awesome.
Oh, fuck.
I'm like, no, you'd interfere with my bar time. Thanks, but no.
It might be followed by an additional excuse, such as, I just came out of a bad relationship.
I've used that.
I've heard
that.
And don't want to be hurt again. But then you throw in the, baby, I ain't gonna hurt you. or the, I'm just too busy with my career right now. I've never heard that around
well,
here.
When
like,
I was, when I started traveling for Dave's, I thought it was going to keep going and I was going to travel all over the place doing it. Cause that's what my recruiter fucking said. And so like, I had a couple people who were trying to get with me and I'm like, no dude, I'm going to be all over the place. You're not going to fucking want to be with me. You know, I got to work all the fucking time. You're not going to like this. And so I blew off quite a few people like that, actually. And then I made up excuses. I'm like, I got to be in Arizona next week. Fuck off. It was great. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's just typing something.
Well, could you stop that now?
I don't mind picking up the tab tonight. You always pay anyway. She minds because it's money, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Not true, although this lie doesn't apply to all women. Most still do expect men to pay for things, especially if the man asked them out in the first place.
That is true.
That's bullshit.
That's fucked up,
I'll
though. If a dude asks a chick out and says, I'm going to take you to dinner.
If it's, I'm going to take you to dinner, not, I guess
you
have to
go
say,
Dutch, then it's cool.
Do you want to go split food with me or something stupid like that? Like, do you want to, I'll split
or,
dinner
like, can
with
I take
you?
Take you out for lunch or something like that. That's me going, yeah, sure, you're buying, right? You know, so.
just goes back to money. Because, see, the more money they save, the less they actually have to earn freaking at the strip club. Get it?
Right.
That was fucking great.
I've said that.
Lie!
I've said that many
times.
You've
said that to me?
Yeah.
Were you lying?
I don't know. You'll never know.
I will never know.
You'll never know.
That's fine. Cause
but I have said that
if it
and
was
been
awful,
sincerely lying.
I'm just not going to try anymore. So there.
No, like I've
Suck
said it to where
nuts.
Like it's so sarcastic the dude knew.
Like you were laughing. Like that was so funny.
No, I look at him. I'm lying. I just get up
awful.
And I'm like, wow, that was great. And give him the thumbs up and walk out.
That sucks, dude.
I'm a douche.
I have never heard that. The last one is... Oh, wait, that was the last one. Sorry.
That was the last one?
Yes.
Aww.
Sex lies are a dime a dozen. Other sex untruths women often tell are the following. I only come with you.
I've never said that.
No, that's cheesy. That's like cheesy 80s shit.
Yeah, that's retarded.
You have the longest penis.
Never said that either.
That's like, do you ask for that? Are you like, hey, how was my dick size?
I've seen a
was
bunch of porn and stuff, so by the time I'm having sex, that's not the biggest penis I've ever seen.
Well, yeah, if you're taking it literally, but like, is that the biggest penis you've ever had inside your vagina?
No, I've said like, you know, that is a gorgeous penis.
I've also heard that. What the fuck?
I've said like...
You are a fucking liar. I'm never going to trust anything you ever say.
I don't lie
Burger
to you,
says,
babe.
Your dick is just too big for me.
I've said that.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes, I came...
I've said that and lied.
Yeah, you lying slut.
Like,
and
so did not.
I've only been with X number of guys before.
I have lied.
They will
about
decrease
that.
Their actual number of sex partners because they're worried you will think they are a huge raging slut.
Right, but so will guys.
No, I don't know. It depends.
When he's talking with dudes,
it depends.
Okay,
though.
But
it
like when he's talking with this girl, he's trying to get with. He's not gonna say I fucked every girl in this town.
He's not gonna say, baby, you were the first.
No, it's gonna be
should.
Like our conversation in here. I'm like, how many people
I
have
don't
you slept
remember.
With? You're like, I don't remember, and I'm
no,
like,
seriously.
Sweet, because neither do I. That's we're a horse. That's great.
Long live promiscuous
and,
sex.
Right, and we are totally clean, which is lovely.
Which
yay, is amazing.
High five for us.
That's so amazing. I don't know
told
how
you.
Many people I fucked. You don't know how many people you fucked, and we don't have herpagonosyphilitis, AIDS, no
fuck
nothing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't fuck nasty bitches, I'm telling you. I try yeah. not to.
Well.
I make it a point to at least can think about it. And since I don't really drink that much, it's a lot easier for me, because I'm not like,
well, I
oh,
drink. I've,
you are hot. Oh.
I've been with some not choice people.
Burger says, I faked coming more than one time in my life. Actually, more than I would like to admit.
How does a dude fake coming?
What?
How does a dude fake?
But quietly? I don't know.
Really? Like, it's got to look like a spit.
Well, it depends. If
what
you're
if you
just...
have a white, frothy, foamy spit?
Well, then you'd have to get like a thing of lotion or lube or something and... dish soap, I don't know.
I know.
Like,
what
ah, burns
like.
My eyes! Oh, fuck!
And then what if you have a kinky chick that, like, you know, reaches
likes
down and, like, tastes
what
it?
If you have a normal chick that swallows when she's sucking a cock?
Well, you can't
what
fake
if that?
It if she's sucking your cock.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Then I mean, if he pulls out and, like, you know, pretends to jizz on your back or something or on your stomach.
Yeah, all you gotta do is spit. It's warm and...
Yeah, but if she reaches around and, like, dabs her finger in it?
What are the chances that happens?
I don't know.
Unless she's a freak, in which case, why are you not coming? Because you regret it. That's got to be the only reason.
Hmm.
You're like halfway in, balls fucking deep, and you're like, ah, oh, fuck.
Yeah, but I would, if I were the dude, I'd be like, you know, I might as well get something out of this.
And wait, Red Fox says what? Maybe he could explain how it works. Call up and tell us how it's done, Burger.
How do you fake it? Enlighten me.
Yeah. Hey, feel free.
I just scream a lot and then.
Well, yeah, it's easy. You just for a chick. There's not unless you're like a squirter and he knows that you're a squirter. Like, hey, I saw you squirt. What the fuck?
I've never faked it with you. So
fantastic.
Feel lucky.
Feel lucky. I give a shit.
Feel lucky. I don't care, and I won't fake it.
Fucking all right. Well, shit. How about, what time is it, please?
He said bust out a loud moan and throw away the rubber.
Oh, wait.
Oh, you use rubber.
Use condoms, pussy.
Bag it. Really?
No, seriously, though, use condoms. And then start crying, he says. Awesome.
Oh, just pull out. Jesus
That's
Christ.
All. Hey, just pull out. Jesus Christ.
Make your chick get birth control.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you're a chick, huh? You yep. approve that message. Fantastic.
Yep. I mean, a lot of chicks, some birth control doesn't work for them, like myself. But this NuvaRing thing hasn't fucked me up yet.
Not yet. Hey, so far, so good.
So far, so good. You can jizz in there now.
Yes. Looking forward to that if you'd stay awake long enough to fuck.
Not looking forward to the ooze. I'd rather you just blow your load on my stomach.
I'd rather you just let me blow my load in your mouth.
No.
That's what I would rather, but, you know, that's just me personally.
It's just You're just a big fan of the cum shots just jizzing all over the face.
Have you seen my collection?
What?
Huge fan. I mean, not like, I don't have, like, cum.
No, like, videos and, like, pictures?
Like, movies, like, DVDs from ilovetorrents.com. Fuck yeah. All right, let's talk about crooks who got burned by the internet, and then we'll probably call it a night.
Okay.
So, the internet, F this guy's whole fucking situation.
Yeah?
John D.R. Atchison, 53.
Bless you.
Thank you. An assistant U.S. attorney, husband and father of three, was arrested in an internet sting after flying to Michigan to have sex with a blank-year-old girl. Girl, not woman.
Five.
Ah. Absolutely. High five. Atchison, who had been a respected figure, who coached girls softball and basketball in a park a few blocks from his home in blank. What state?
Florida.
Florida. Absolutely. Was arrested at Detroit Metropolitan Airport after several weeks of internet conversations between the prosecutor and a detective posing as the mother of a five-year-old girl.
Like, hey, douche.
Hey, I got this five-year-old. I'll sell you cheap.
That's messed up.
At the time of his arrest, he was carrying presents for his intended victim, including a doll and earrings and sexual materials.
Prepping her.
I would... I don't know what I'd do. That's effed up.
Yes, it is.
Excuse my face. According to court records, Atchison initiated an online chat on August 29, 2007 with an undercover officer posing as a mother, soliciting men to have sex with her daughter. Is that entrapment? If
yes.
you're on Craigslist and you're like, so 5-year-old to highest bidder or something like that.
Don't
Pedophiles
you have to tell him
only.
You're a cop or something like that?
I think that's a myth.
Yeah.
I think that was myth busted like 50 episodes ago.
That's messed up,
but
though.
But that, well, it's messed up. It would be messed up if it was like, I have pot, who would like to buy some, but I'm actually a cop.
Yeah.
But if you're like, I have a 5-year-old girl I would like to sell you, and you're like, hey, I'm dibs on that, like, you kind of deserve to go to jail. That's effed up, dude. That's not... Yeah, I don't know. I can see if it's something, like, really messed up like that, then, yeah.
Red Fox says, 46 male looking for 5-year-old female.
ASL?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when ASL was relevant?
Yes. Sadly.
Atchison was charged with using interstate communication to entice a minor to have sexual contact and traveling across state lines with the intent of getting all freaky-deaky with 5-year-old. If convicted of both charges, Atchison would have faced up to 40 years in prison.
Just find a 5-year-old close to you, dude. Don't travel.
Duh. Shit. Atchison, who was already on suicide watch, followed an unsuccessful suicide attempt and then hung himself from a shower with a bed sheet on October 5th, 2007.
Well, yeah, if you get busted for that shit, fuck it, dude.
Yeah, you should
Child
probably
molesters
hang
are
yourself.
The worst in jail, man. You guys get fucked up in prison.
Yes.
Yeah, people don't like that shit.
No.
And they will fuck
for
you
good
in
reason.
The ass.
Which is kind of crazy, because, like, you know, they're in jail, probably for a reason. Unless they're in there on some stupid fucking, like, drug-related, like, you know, weed or fucking whatever.
Yeah.
That's dumb. But if you're in there for, like, murder, then, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. So, fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
For being here with me.
I'm always here for you.
September 25th, you guys can also be here with me and her.
And Brayden,
and
supposedly.
Probably Brayden. It's our episode, our 250th episode anniversary celebration extravaganza.
Everyone should be here for it.
And we're going to tape it. The boss is hopefully going to let me use his high-def fucking awesome camera. And Odie's bringing the DV, and he'll be there. We'll have, you know, we'll probably have a bunch of people that have been on the show before that we actually are still friends with.
It's going to be a sweet party.
Yeah.
I got to say. And are we having...
Hopefully the Vagina Spiders will be playing.
That would be awesome, because I can't wait for them to play, and I'm going to be out there slam dancing.
Maybe somebody else. Who knows?
Maybe somebody else.
September 25th. TheJamHole.com. Email us info at TheJamHole.com. We will talk to you guys Wednesday, probably sometime this early. You guys like early shows?
I like early shows.
I like early shows.
I very much
like early
shows. I like
that
shows.
I'm not going to bed at 2 in the fucking morning.
Right.
If I'm lucky. Right. So, yeah. Thank you guys so much. Tell people. We'll see you Wednesday. Goodbye.
Red Fox says make a set time.
Suck my balls.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.